Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. I have the independent member for Shepparton, Susanna Sheed, on the line from Parliament in Melbourne. Good morning, Susanna.
Good morning, Terry, and to your listeners.
How are you going down there? You're just describing to me how it's a bit odd down there at the moment.
Look, Parliament's been sitting as usual, and a couple of times that we missed earlier in, I think it was August, have now been made up by additional weeks. So it's been a fairly constant time in Parliament, and very restricted circumstances, I suppose, to make sure the social distancing works. People are being asked not to yell at each other.
That'll be difficult for some people. Not for you. I was going to say not yelling will be difficult for some people, but not you, Susanna, I'm sure.
No. Look, it's working, and it must work. There's legislation being passed each week. There's important debates happening. Just today there'll be the debate about all members of Parliament being vaccinated in order to attend Parliament. So that
I would think that was I would have thought that would have already happened.
It's only the Parliament that can direct members of Parliament on an issue like that. So that'll be debated today. But I'm sure by far the majority of people are vaccinated anyway and have been for some time. So while there may be some controversial issues in it, I think it's pretty clear that everyone largely agrees that we should be just like everybody else, and we're the leaders, who should set the example. So I think we can see a great uptake of vaccination across the whole of my electorate in Moira and in Shepparton, and it's like there's a countdown on at the moment, isn't it?
Yes. It is pleasing to see. I think, I'm not sure what we're at, something like 80-something percent for first dose, and I think around 50 to 60 for the second.
Yeah, it's really shooting up. So I think we'll get a very high rate across the whole of Victoria, I would say, by the end of it. But it doesn't stop these outbreaks occurring. And we've certainly seen Mildura blow up, Shepparton's blowing up. There's cases across the regions largely. And that really is probably an indication that we're moving into a different stage. Like, Shepparton came out of lockdown despite the fact that there's a lot of cases. And, we're keen to get Victoria and in fact Shepparton back into the border bubble, but there'll already be discussions going on between New South Wales and Victoria really about just doing away with the whole border issue probably in the next few weeks. So once we reach a critical stage of vaccination, whether it's 70 or a bit higher, it sort of makes that border line maybe a bit more academic, because we'll have COVID cases on both sides of the border, and it'll be much more about people. Just going back to all of those basic safety measures while it's in the community, but it's the new way of moving forward, given that most of us are vaccinated and life has to go on. So people talk about living with COVID. We're now moving towards that stage.
But there is still concern about this household transmission, and obviously there are people who are not heeding that rule.
That's the case, and it's been that way for some time, really. It's disappointing that people don't choose to obey these rules, because they're put there for a reason, and they would have kept the numbers down. But I think we're seeing that happening all over, and it's looking like it's too hard to beat now. And I think for quite a while you'll have heard the language now is vaccination is our way out of it. So it does create some very tricky times over the next few weeks and probably a couple of months for the hospital. And our local hospital even has 9 cases. It has 2 in intensive care and, some presumably very ill people, along with the pressures of all the other hospital operations that it had anyway. And we know how hardworking and, how really very difficult it could be at times to get attention in the emergency department. So I think we need to just keep acknowledging that our healthcare workers have turned into some of the most valuable people in our community, along with, dare I say, the people who, are in our supermarkets doing the work that they do.
Yes, overnight there was one supermarket that's closed because of a positive case. Went shopping.
Oh, gosh.
That's super.
I hadn't heard that one.
Fairly super IgA. So,
oh, what a shame.
Hopefully, yeah, they can reopen today after some deep cleaning.
Yes, well, look, I think the approach that's being taken now is certainly turning everything around quickly and trying to keep everything open and operating. Two of the schools have also had cases, so they're going to have to deal with that. And with more students coming back next week, that will present challenges as well.
Yes, definitely. Now, you've been calling for on-farm quarantine for Pacific Islander seasonal workers in our region.
Yeah, look, I'm contacted by orchardists who are very much involved in this program and have been for quite a few years. And Reen Silverstein, who many people will know out at Silver Orchards in Orvale, has also raised the issue. And so I brought it up in Parliament just on Tuesday with a view to putting it to the government that this really needs to be looked at now that vaccination rates are as they are, and also that all of the Pacific Island workers who will be coming over from those islands, including Samoa in the near future, are already double vaccinated and have very low rates of COVID in their own countries. So at the moment, they're all destined for hotel quarantine in Tasmania, but at considerable cost to both the government and to the farmers. So I'm really wanting the health minister to, you know, have some discussions with the chief health officer and see whether this is a topic that can be, you know, looked at closely with a view to now moving to this different form of quarantine, just as we are now talking about home quarantine in a range of cases.
Oh, it seems to make sense. Before I let you go, I know you've probably got a busy day down there in Melbourne. It seems like we've talked about Greens Lake a couple of times. Seems like that plan is up in the air at the moment.
Well, I don't feel like I'm having a lot of luck there, which is disappointing. I've been on about this on behalf of the community for a long time. It's a popular recreational spot and fishing spot, but the levels are low, around about 20%, and there was a call to put a bit more water in it to maintain that recreational value that it certainly has and some environmental values. But the management plan, I believe, will be released fairly soon. I'm hoping to get a briefing from the department in the near future to see where they're heading with that. But the indications are not looking that good because government will say, well, we actually don't have any water. The water is all owned by town water authorities, irrigators and the like. And so the only water that it could seem to come from would be the environmental water holder, whether the Victorian or the Commonwealth, who of course are the largest holders of water in Australia. And they do have an obligation to consider recreational values. So when we get that report, I will still be wanting to talk to those organisations with a view to seeing whether a bit of a top-up could happen to really keep what is a rather lovely spot. I've been there a couple of times myself and, you know, it's got camping grounds, new toilets, a boat ramp. It's really quite an attractive spot out near, you know, beyond Stanhope, and I'd really like to see it maintained for local people who will often, you know, in the months ahead be looking for somewhere local for those sorts of recreational activities. They're cheap. They're local and you know, very nice, and you might catch a fish.
Yeah, coming into summer seems like it might be a popular spot, but good luck with that. Doesn't sound like an easy road. Everyone wants more water.
No, you don't always hit on a winner, but we'll keep at it until we get some clarity around what is possible.
Thanks very much for your time, Susanna. Stay safe in Melbourne.
Thank you.
It's the independent member for Shepparton, Susanna Sheed.
Victoria, vaccination is your ticket to everything we love and miss. A double dose is your ticket to Friday after work drinks. Your ticket to bickering over the bill with your family again. Your ticket to Saturday club cricket snags. Shot! To pitching those tents at that spot you all love. And the perfectly brewed tea and advice you've missed with your yaya. Your vaccination is your ticket to everything you love and miss. Book yours at coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor. Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
We're back. The Tungama Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungama Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat in or take away, as well as accommodation, including some brand new ensuite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? A Tungama Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.